Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from Imam Riza alayhi salam regarding his son Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on the birthday of Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam, the ninth Imam of the family of the whole household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition regarding Imam Jawad alayhi salam from Imam Reza alayhi salam. A certain narrator named Yahya al-San'ani narrates the following. He says, I visited Abul Hasan al-Ridha, Imam Reza alayhi salam, when he was in Mecca. I saw him peel a banana and feed it to Abu Ja'far. Meaning the Imam alayhi salam peeled a banana and fed it to his son, Imam al-Jawad. I asked him, may I be your ransom? Is this the blessed newborn? Al-Mawlud al-Mubarak? He said, yes, O Yahya. This is the newborn, the like of whom there is none other born into Islam. And upon our Shia, more blessed than him. Right? It's a very famous tradition in which the Imam alayhi salam characterizes his son, Imam Jawad, as being blessed, as being Mubarak. As you know, in Islamic terminology, or using a very famous Islamic term is barakat. Barakat refers to something which appears to be insignificant and small, but which has a lot of good effects to it. Has a lot of long lasting and permanent effects and benefits, and it has a lot of it gives a lot of good things to people, right? So the Imam alayhi salam, he characterizes the Imam with this term, right? He used to be a small child, appears to be insignificant, but has a lot of blessings for the Shia, has a lot of blessings for the lovers of wisdom and for humanity and in general. And this can be understood from taking into consideration the circumstances in which the Imam was born. If you're aware of Islamic history, you know that Imam Riza alayhi salam, he had his son, he was blessed with Imam Jawad alayhi salam in a very later stage of his life, to the extent that a lot of people were ridiculing the Imam and saying that the Imam doesn't have a son and the Imamat will not be passed down from him and will not continue. Right? So these were objections that people were mentioning to Imam Reza alayhi salam. And when Imam Jawad alayhi salam was born, these objections and this ridicule was terminated and finished. This is one of the blessings that came and accrued from this blessed Imam alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessings that Imam Jawad alayhi salam gave for people and for the Shia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure.
this humble servant will be diverted from you.